All right. This is Pandit G from Asian Dub Foundation alongside the Mighty Invasion. And you're listening to Cross Radio throughout Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia. And this one is dedicated to each and every one. We'll be back soon. Thanks, love and respect.
Cross Radio. Veliki pozdrav iz beogradskog studija Cross Radija. Ove nedelje predstavljamo vam Barrya Ashworta, frontmena sastava Dub Pistols, sedmočlanog kolektiva iz Londona koji je nastupio 31. maja na Kalemegdanu u Beogradu u okviru prve centralne muzičke večeri ovogodišnjeg Refrakt festivala. Kao što se iz naziva benda da naslutiti, Dub Pistols se poigravaju žanrovima i spajaju na izgled nespojive stvari. Ova sedmorka iz Londona odrasla je na uticajima reggae, dub i ska muzike, ali u vremenu i u sred razvoja Madchester scene i talasa koji su krenuli još od sastava The Clash. Tako i Barry Ashworth, osnivač Dub Pistols, kaže za sebe da je odrastao u zapadnom Londonu, gde je uvek oko njega bilo nekih dub ritmova, ali da je punk od uvek bilo prirodno stanje za čoveka. Još puno toga govori Barry Ashworth ove nedelje, ekskluzivno za Cross Radio.
As we understood, energy is what Barry Ashworth is all about. We heard also that you were even kicked out of a club for being too energetic once. So, how is your energy balanced these days?
My energy balance. I tell you what it's like. I think that's kind of unfair. I'm still like a little school child, right? Who still gets really excited and enjoys and loves what he does so much that you just get excited, you know, to perform, to do anything. I think it's just the best thing in the whole world, you know. And you know, you just want to put the best show on for people, and you just feedback, and that's all it is. It's just pure energy and pure feedback from other people.
Yeah, you really gave me just an intro for the other question. I read someone saying that Dub Pistols have done everything it is possible to join a band and still want more. So do you agree, and what it is that makes you still want more?
I think to say that you've done everything that is possible is the biggest lie in the whole world, because every single day there's so much more you want to do and there's so much you could do. So I don't think that, and to still want more, to still be the, you know, the amount of years you've been doing it and to the different levels, you still wake up, and I think our level is still to think you're the luckiest person alive, and to have the job you do is still the best thing that you could possibly, you know, you do it for love, you know, but you do it for nothing if you had to. You're just lucky to get paid for it, and it's just like, you know, to perform in front of people is just the best thing in the whole world.
Is it the biggest mistake for people who are in a musical show business, who only look at it as a show business and without the word you just mentioned, love?
Is it wrong? Is it wrong for people to walk away with millions of pounds and be lucky? Is it wrong for them to do it? No, I think anybody would do whatever. Is it honest and you'll be around a few weeks, as opposed to if you, you know, you will get discovered. If you do something purely for money or purely for something, then ultimately you'll be around for maybe 1 year, 2 years. If you do it for the real reasons, and I think people can see through things, then you'll do it, you know, whether rich or poor. And the thing about the music industry is sometimes you are rich and sometimes you are very poor. But if you've done it for the right reasons, then people will always support you, and you will always, and that's why I think we still have a career, because people know full well we just do it because we enjoy it. You can see it when we perform, you can see it on your faces, then you can, you know, you go on forever.
Let's go back to the beginning for people who eventually the first time here for Dub Pistols. You are actually a mainstay of English music scene. You had the band Deja Vu in 1980s, right? And what made you form the Dub Pistols, and when did it happen? Is it true that the name Dub Pistols is a response to the scene at the time, with people being quite purist about electronic music?
Yes, totally. I think what it is, go back to 1997 or go as long as I want. To me, music is music, whether it's good music or whether it's bad music. It's like, it's good music, you know, it's just about, it's about music. And Dub Pistols is a throwback to the Sex Pistols, if you like, and the punk scene, but the attitude, the idea about punk, and if you want to be a punk band, you don't copy punk, you challenge, you always try new things, you always fuse new ideas, you always fuse any, and you try anything. Whereas I hate, and this was the same thing as at the time when house music or whatever, everything felt like it was formulated, you know, as everyone was doing things because of, as opposed opposed to, like, you know, you just do it because it's good music and that's all you do. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's an idea. It's rather than the sound. It's like, never say every kind of music is good. Just fuse everything, and if it works, it works. It's great, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. Never copy anything. Just do whatever you have to do.
You've constantly struggled against categorizations in specific music genres, and was it more pleasure or more fight?
I think if you asked me this question different times, different years, it would be different answers. It's probably more pleasure now because before, you know, suddenly there'll be big beat style, there'll be this style, there'll be that style. And I think the biggest thing that we've done is we just keep going across different boundaries. And now, after many, many years, and it's not overnight success, you know, we have high moments, you have low moments, not overnight success, that you can say now everybody sort of, even musicians, your peers, they respect you as opposed to, like, you know, that as opposed to, like, the bitterness, or if you say something and you're successful, suddenly the next thing you'll be unsuccessful just because people will turn on you. Whereas with us, I think it's just over years, you work with people, and but I think we actually get respect as musicians now, and, you know, I think that's kind of more, you know, that's nicer to me as a person. But would you, you know, if you want to just take money, then, you know, it's different things.
Mm-hmm. Working with Teddy Hall from The Specials and Horace Andy from Massive Attack must have been great experience for you. Once I read that you would like to work with Ian Brown, Stone Roses, Chuck D, Public Enemy, and Mick Jones Clash, if I'm not wrong. Any new singers or musicians you consider collaborating with in the future?
All the time. I still look. You got to remember as well, like we just said, right? Number one, I'm a music fan. So number one, I'm a music fan. Therefore, there's so many people that I just know that are absolutely, they're still gods to me, and I still get excited like a little school child when I see them or when we play with them. Do you know what I mean? So you know, there's loads of people. We've just been working with Gregory Isaacs again, which was one of my, you know, which is a god. It's like, the list goes on. You know, Mick Jones, to me, The Clash were my fucking favourite band of all time. You know, it's just, you know, you look at, I'm still, like I said to you, I'm a little kid, I'm still a fan. I look at every single person, I'm like, they're my gods.
And let's talk about album Speakers and Tweeters. It was a third album, highly anticipated. People were really waiting for it. How does it sound to you now from a 1 year distance, right? It was released in April last year.
I think, as you know for well, right, it's released a year ago and we probably finished it a while before. I'm very happy with it, still very proud, but it's hard like anything. When you live with it for a while, you become very self-critical. And now we've almost finished our new album, so I'm kind of more excited about the next thing. But I think for us, it's a great moment.
So we know how much you enjoy playing live. And can you tell us more about the Dubs Pistols live setup that we are going to hear and see in Belgrade, since we know you use different lineups depending on the event?
Depending on the event, depending who's available, because Dub Pistols is like, it's like a collective, do you know what I mean? And it's like, but it's always a party. Our whole thing is like, we don't come on stage and just play music, you know, it's about every single person in that place just getting on a vibe and just going with it, you know? And that's what Dub Pistols live shows are about. It's a party, you know, it's like, the whole point, if you're going to go and put on it, it's showtime, it's put on a party.
So do you have any message for the people in Belgrade who are coming to the show?
Go as crazy as you can. Just come and enjoy yourselves. The madder they go, the happier we are, the crazier we get.
Great. Barry, thank you very, very much for your time, and see you soon here.
No problem. Thank you very much, darling.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Night, my people. Chuck Bolt. This is your bossy MC. I'm about to introduce to you a brother who say, he might go get big, you know, big. Well, we'll see about that, nah? Anyway, I want to give it up for the brother. Give it up for the brother.
Running from the thoughts. I keep bumping back into it, trying to get away, keep dragging me into it.
echoes from the past that'll travel through tomorrow. Follow each and every step that I take. As many bars I break, I still can't escape. So at night I stay awake, go out and separate my soul from my conscience. And all I can equate is a bunch of crazy nonsense.
Running from the thought, I keep bumping back into it. Trying to get away, keep dragging me into it. Running from the thought, keep bumping back into it.
Leave me alone, man.
Trying to get away,
How many times we've been through it?
Try to stay versatile and switch up my pattern. Can't keep it rotating like the rings of Saturn. Gotta break the cycle and move it like nitro. Get it out of my head before I go psycho. Insomniac on the track, falling out, bouncing back. Humming with a wild attack, trying to keep my mind intact. Back to the days of the past, keep popping in the head like a memory flash.
Running from my thoughts,
running from the thoughts.
Keep coming back into it,
bumping back into it.
Trying to get away,
Keep
dragging me into it,
backing me down, man.
Running from my thoughts,
running from the thoughts.
Keep coming back into
say
it.
Why, say why?
I'm trying to get away, How many times we've been through it?
How many times you gonna do it, man? Ah, shit. Just can't get out that circle. Pieces of the fractured elements, write your last will and testament like it was the end, but it's never the end. I hate to tell you, my friend, they keep coming back again and again.
Running from the thought,
I
keep bumping back into it, Trying to get away,
Keep
dragging me into it,
dragging me down, man.
Running from the thought, Keep bumping back into it.
Say what?
I'm trying to get away, How many times we've been through it?
How many times?
Running from my thoughts, Keep coming back into it.
Cross Radio.